sing a song, I'll sing it for you. And every verse of my story, you know it's true. The message is the one that comes from long ago. The message is a thing we like to call love. Love, 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 you know what day it is, you know what time it is, you're crossing over from Tuesday to Wednesday, if you're on the East Coast, you're settling in, you know you're looking for us, it's the Inside Hour with Reverend Roxy, giving praise to God, God, the sustainer of all life, the creator of all the heavens and the earth, and we know heaven and earth is moving these days. Things are moving quickly. God's plan is happening. God's plan, you may ask, is to use the human will to cooperate in understanding him and his relation to us. Is that not a mission? Is that not the plan? The task before us as men of God is to use all our education. This is what God told me to tell y'all. You got to use all your education and what you know to serve a higher purpose, an end that will end in purification. Purification. But in order to do that, we've got to do some work. We've got to know which side we're on. So we're coming down to that appointed time. And you know I know who's on my side because he's on the phone as we speak. Are you there, Dr. Lim?
Well, Reverend Roxy Hampton, it's a privilege and pleasure to join you under God's great kingdom. How wonderful it is. What a blessing it is to serve in this extremely amazing way, bringing the Creator's revelations to the forefront, which explain everything that's going on in the universe as being a manifestation of our Creator's love.
Isn't it the truth? And don't we know that this week, after listening to the President speak on President Day, that the forces of disruption are in an open fight against truth, and that the wicked won't tend to resort to duplicity and secret machinations in order to continue this illegal war.
Yeah, the serpent is a wise serpent, but it's also going to get its justice due coming soon, not only to a movie near you, but to a family near you, like the divine family, which every single one of us is blessed and privileged to be a part of. So it's a great, glorious time that we're living in to have these extraordinary revelations, meaningful to open our hearts with love with a full reception and transmission of the anointing from the Holy Spirit of divine love. We come to you every Tuesday night, folks. This is the Inside Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. I'm here with Reverend Roxy Hampton, and we're broadcasting from the magnificent island of Hawaii. How wonderful it is over here in some respects and in others. Respects, you know, we kind of look at the mainland or the mad land.
Or the pain land.
Or the pain land.
That's not to put anybody down. That's just to explain where we are at.
Yes, indeed. And so what we're witnessing here is a plantation mentality of, again, the devil doers are got their little, I hate to say it, but their paws in our children. And the blood of our children is what they're after, the poisoning of our children's blood with a vaccinations and tuberculosis skin tests. The manifestation of Babylonian hell is very, very clear in the diseases that we are now surrounded by.
You know, I had a congregation member tell me just the other day, says very clear to them, stop asking why. They are trying to kill us. And I told them, that's okay. You can say that if you'd like. But we are going to live in the hereafter, that we are the inheritors of the promise. So don't worry about what they're going to do to us. And they have to worry about what God's going to do to them for breaking God's laws and creating all these evil man-made laws that have no sense of rhyme or reason because they don't want to be adjusted in everything in God's kingdom is a natural process of change and ever changing. We're ever evolving to higher consciousness, but not true, it seems,
in some of the public signs that are government. And I say this very carefully. You know, I know there's good people out there, but a lot of them are operating under a modus operandi that just doesn't sit well with me. And every time I go to the good book, I just find that they are somehow or another on the shadiest side of the side of Satan, you know,
yes,
as they
indeed
begin to make what they want to do happen.
Well, you're absolutely right. And the great news, I mean, the gospel is what we're, our ministries are at the forefront on the planet and bringing forward the great truth that Messiah, Yeshua, was heralding the same exact truth that the kingdom of heaven is near. We're standing in it. It's right here. It's right now. And we're literally being blessed by the electromagnetic frequencies of our Creator's voice to the mathematics of this whole heavenly kingdom, the matrix, that is the mathematical matrix of the universe that the religious world calls the kingdom of heaven, is right here, right now. In fact, we're manifesting right this moment from that incredible and magnificent space. We have a great master conductor, master composer, the supreme God of the universe, who plays love songs out of joy and love to simply uplift us as a blessed gift. It's a gift to everything and everyone.
I certainly can believe that, for God doesn't stop the night from coming and blessing us with the day, and the day blessing us with the night. The planets are all in their place. Last time I checked, the magnetic north was still north, and everything was just going hunky-dory, and they're able to just guide all the ships on the oceans, and everybody seems to be able to pay attention to their compasses and sextants, and there hasn't been any new changes in the universe.
You know, we're supposed to know them by the fruit of their labor.
That's right.
Why doesn't everybody just look around and see the magnificent fruit that our Creator blesses us with constantly, the air that we freely breathe every minute, to the water that we're drinking and we should be protecting as a sovereign, sacred, creative fluid? And so, yes, indeed, we've got the best news on the inside hour as well as the worst, and we're integrating the best and the blessed, because the darkness cannot stand against the light. We've got to march, and we will, and we shall. This is the marching triumphantly into the heavenly kingdom in these end times that I'm privileged to be a humble servant of the great grand Creator, friends with you, Reverend Roxy, brothers and sisters listening to us on the Inside Hour and elsewhere, other stations across the United States and internationally. We're joining hands, folks. This is it. This is what we've all been waiting for. It's the grand communion. It's the divine blessing to have us march triumphantly, despite the fact that there are Looney Tunes out there on the pain land, on the mainland, that can't seem to tie their shoes right.
Well, you know, our guest last week, I wanted to get to this. There was our guest last week that we had, Gary.
Dr. Gary Tunsky, folks. By the way, let's just everybody send prayers to Dr. Gary Tunsky and April Renee for the fine work she's doing in vaccines. Dr. Tunsky has an extraordinary thesis that he's been researching and he's advancing, and he's asked for my collaboration in helping him to get this important information out to you. So we need a lot of protective prayers and a lot of blessed prayers for energy and power and sustenance, the capacity for Dr. Tunsky to write and to communicate what's on his heart and what the Creator's put in his head.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then we stay tuned, by the way. It's going to be a really big week, folks. This is a huge week. I'm finishing up here in Hawaii. I'll be away from the Steam Venon and Health Retreat here in Hawaii. Reverend Roxy Hampton's taking over as the chief administrator. And that ultimately...
That means I get to mow the lawns.
You get to do that, too. She's cooked and bottle
washed. Take out
washing.
The compost. I'm a lucky minister.
That's right.
Anyhow.
But don't you love it, because you're breathing this magnificent air?
I'm doing just fine.
Wonderful.
I'm soaking it, steaming. I'm feeling the best as we begin to take on the beast. The reason I mentioned Gary's name, because I didn't want to get off all into that, and we can get back to that in a minute about him. But he dropped a dime, you know, because we're over here in Hawaii. We don't get all the news, but I really want to put all the insight listeners and everybody else that loves listening to this program on notice. There was something that come to my attention, me and Len's attention, that we want to put out here for you. It's the Wanta crisis. I mean, there is something going on in the United States Treasury and the whole thing. And it seems as if last December they arrested our Secretary of the Treasury, Henry M. Paulson, Jr., and somehow or another, it escaped most people's notice in the news. It wasn't news. But I would imagine when someone gets arrested of that kind of stature that it should be news. But he was arrested on a warrant, and he was specifically told not to divert funds illegally, but proceeded to do just that while on German soil. He languished under police custody until exfiltrated by the British operative. Subsequently, he has been surveilled, continuing by the British agents, allegedly working for a guy named Tim Spicer's Sandline operation. Now, this is supposed to be a contract believed to be worth $350 million with the Pentagon, which cannot trust American agents to carry out its instructions. So they are going to the International Court of Justice, and they are getting ready to and have put our vice president and 12 other U.S. senior U.S. public officials, including the Homeland guy, Chertoff, and Robert Gates, are both mentioned in this warrant. And what it seems to have done is that we borrowed, our government borrowed an incredible amount of money.
Well, let's say, who in our government borrowed that
money? It's what we're trying to do here. We're trying to figure out who needed, what was it, $27.5 trillion, and why?
Folks, that's trillion. Did you hear that? That's
trillion.
With a T.
That's with a
as
T,
in Thomas, T-R.
We're talking about somebody borrowed some money in the name of the people. And it was supposed, the interest was supposed to be paid back, which was some ungodly number, supposed to be paid back on February 9th. And they have not paid it back.
I wonder if the mortgage company is going to send them a little notice saying that unless they pay, their rate is going to go up.
Wanta wants his money. I don't know if anybody else out there knows about this, but this could have large, prepare yourselves, America. These people have an immunity umbrella. This is what they've done. And the Wanta settlement is $4.5 trillion. Now, if they give him the $4.5 trillion, their immunity umbrella would have been okay. These people that are persecuting and prosecuting this here Iraq war are thieves. And they are trying to cover up something. And America, everybody within my voice, I want you to pray to God to do what is necessary to strike these people down. If we as America have to suffer for the insane playing of a few, then let it be now. Let us stand up and show our future generation exactly the stuff we are made of. Daniel had us all for friends long before he entered any lion's den. We have God on our side, folks, and I just want to put that out to you. His name is Wanta, W-A-N-T-A, and then, I would try and get your funds in order. Wouldn't you say so, Ben? Wouldn't you tell everybody, if you have an idea of getting out of debt, don't take on any more credit.
Yeah, that's
get out
sure.
of debt, folks.
But, you know, really, folks, it comes down to the first most sane rationale. The prescription is seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, then
right.
all else will fall. Shall come unto you, those who have open, loving hearts to the Creator, will march, are marching right now triumphantly. So we're actually in victory right now. This is celebration tone. Don Newsom, I love you, bro. You know, Don runs the network, and he told me a few weeks ago, Len, he says, you sounded down. Why don't you take a few weeks off? And I listened to my brother Don Newsom and took a few weeks off and really did a lot of thinking, heart-wrenching times to realize where we are all blessed to be right now is literally like Bill Gates on the ground floor of the greatest opportunity to recreate everything on earth as it is in heaven. The whole technology is there. This week, folks, we've got Love the Real Da Vinci Code documentary coming out. It's a two-hour documentary. If you're going to be blessed enough to make it to the Health Freedom Expo, which is going to be coming up this coming weekend in L.A., Long Beach, actually, California.
I want to tell you something. I don't know if it's a documentary. I like to think of it as a workamentary.
Yeah, well, that's the beautiful thing about it is, yeah, you can stop it and study it.
Yeah.
And that's what that's one of the media today when we can consider the fact that we can use educational and entertaining media all in the same computer or television screen, and then you have the opportunity to pause, and then you have an incredible opportunity to educate a lot more people very simply compared to the way it used to be. And so it's a great blessing.
And it's a feast for the eyes, folks.
Oh, it's a wonderful documentary.
You're not staring at Dr. Lin.
Yeah.
He's got beautiful pictures and everything. No, I'm only kidding, Dr. Lin.
No, it's
you
a,
can
it's
take
a wonderful
a joke. You feel comfortable. You sound great on this documentary. You really, the text is there. It's enticing. It's the kind of thing where you can pop it. You'll want to take it with you when you're in the car and you're stuck in traffic. You can put it in there and you can really hammer it into your soul. See, because there's a genetic, you're supposed to hear these words now. Other people are speaking them too, and that's why it's so wonderful that when we all put the whole picture together, it's going to look like freedom, folks. It's going to look like salvation,
like
folks.
Yes, indeed. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Freedom and salvation at the same time, and it's happening and it will happen into completion. The number 9 is completion. If you've been listening to the Inside Hour, you read the book Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse. You understand Pythagorean mystery school math, the 9 is completion, and that's why 144,000, when they start to sing into the waters of the world to uplift the frequency vibration into the 528 hertz frequency of love. And those of you who are veteran Dr. Len Horowitz supporters and Inside Hour listeners know what I'm talking about. At the center of your heart is a vibration. It's 528 hertz. And that same exact vibration is coming from the center of the universe, according to the most advanced science and physics and mathematics. And so the reality is that the center of your heart, which is also the center of the green color, that's why everything is green, everything is in a love vibration being uplifted and anointed by this Holy Spirit flow from the divine matrix of mathematics. That's our Creator's language is math, and that's how we are being uplifted. And that's why I know what Reverend Roxy Hampton has just told you is the truth. It's it is a complete sovereign emancipation proclamation in the kingdom of heaven, and it's right at our fingertips right now. In fact, the entire planet, if you listen to physicist Nassim Haramein, he tells you we're at the verge of entering into, in about 6 to 7 years, and that's about well timed for the end of the Mayan calendar at least, that we're entering into the singularity, he calls it, or the event horizon, as it's called in physics. And that means that we're going to spin through a black hole and enter into the flip side of this physical reality, so that if you think evil is prospering on Earth, just wait a couple years, you're going to see the great and the glory and the good prospering. The meek shall inherit this earth, and this is how it's all going to happen. Isn't it a magnificent blessing what love, the real Da Vinci Code, when you get into the Vitruvian wool man. It's not the Vitruvian man, folks. I'm talking about that nine projection image that Leonardo da Vinci drew with four arms, four legs, and a head in a square and a circle. That's the Vitruvian, he calls it, or it's called Vitruvian man. In fact, there's a woman behind the man, most certainly, and that it should be called the Vitruvian wall man. And so the reality is that everything that we're telling you is coming out of the advances now, both in science and scripture, the fulfillment of prophecy, the revelations divine. And for those of us who have been studying and working hard and opening our hearts and doing everything in our power to become real, more loving human beings to fulfill the number one really urgent request that our Messiah made from us is to love our brothers and sisters as ourselves, really. And so the reality is that now we're entering into that age where we are paying our dues. We paid our dues, and that's where the Bible talks about you've been ransomed. That the people who receive the anointing in the forebrain, which is the pineal gland, that's not the mark of the beast, not to be confused as the mark of the beast. It's the sealing, they call it in the Bible. the ceiling. You will be sealed and uplifted in that heavenly hum, that vibration of divinity and unity. So that's the spirit of oneness, of divine unity and communion. It's really the maximum divine human communion that you can receive and is available in the universe. And so that this is the time we have been paying our dues all these years to clean ourselves, to prepare ourselves, to detoxify ourselves so that we can accept the full power and the glory of that Holy Spirit flow without getting knocked off our feet like they did in King Solomon's temple in the Holy Land when they first opened that temple up and the Creator came in with His Holy Spirit, blew everybody off their feet. You know, now we've been paying our dues, many of us for many, many years now, have been trying to raise our own consciousness and open our hearts, you know, far enough so that we can be prepared for these great times. And indeed it is now these times have come. And it's a great blessing and privilege and joy to not only serve the Creator in this meaningful way, but to join hands with sisters and brothers all over the world and say, enough is enough. We've had enough war. We're sad enough about sickness to put it away. Let it not be, because it doesn't have to be. So long as we're living in God's commandments, under God's laws, and God's numbers, and the mathematical matrix, there's nothing missing, nothing broken in this heavenly kingdom. So let us, with praise and glory, usher it in and celebrate it. And that's, I think, the tone of the Insight Hour, thanks to Don Newsom and BBSRadio.com. You know, we're going to be bringing more and more celebration to the Insight Hour and to civilization. And what a glorious time this is. Love you, Roxy. Reverend Roxy Hampton, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, you know, I was just giving pause to thought as you were speaking. And, you know, in our ministry, we since we're a bunch of prophets over here, I kind of think of myself as a prophet. I predicted some serious things that have come true.
I know you are a prophet. I vouch for the fact that you have extraordinary gift.
I think of people like Noah and Abraham and Moses. And when you think about Noah, you think about what Noah's mission was. You know, God told Moses. God told
Watch the Three Stooges. Noah, wasn't it Mo, Larry Curly?
He sent Noah on a mission. And he was sent into the most wicked of all worlds. I mean, they was deep in sin where he went. And the mission had a double kind of character to it, you see. Not only did God send him with a warning, but he also called them to repentance. You see, now this is the word. This is where we got to get ready. It's that repentance, because that's what's going to save us. It's not enough just to say, I have sinned.
Yeah, well, that's
I
that's
have been
part of the
problem. I am now ready to repent.
Yeah.
What can I do? And for everybody to understand, and this is what's so nice about the Da Vinci Code, and when you really start dipping into that book real good, is that...
Now, it's not the Da Vinci Code. It's love, the real Da
love
Vinci Code.
Love, the real Da Vinci
yeah,
Code.
Yeah, see, we're coming
me,
out. The whole...
That love. I'm so
yeah,
sorry.
That's
correct
quite
me,
right.
You know,
a lot of people might make
that mistake,
folks. But really,
love,
it's
the
love
real.
The real Da Vinci
Thank
Code.
Thank you very much.
And, you know, it's interesting that, you know, we touch on the book, the Da Vinci Code, in the book Love, the Real Da Vinci Code, only by way of showing humanity how foolish and deceptive Hollywood can be in bringing up issues that are really superficial. And
it's kind of like, ooh, look at the fist fight.
Yeah, right. Well, you divide, yeah, exactly.
You know, I'm bored. Yeah, let's look at a fist fight. It's as good as anything else.
Yeah, you divide the sheeple to conquer the flock. I mean, that's what that movie was about. That's what's going around now. I don't know, folks, if you've been receiving like emails like I have. I think Dr. Tunsky's work is going to be speaking to this issue. There's a lot of Jew World Order emails going around.
Jew?
Yeah, J-E-W. Like,
oh, Jew.
Like Jew World Order. You
yeah.
know, it's like the Jews did everything with regard to manipulating the financial institutions of the world, and of course the military might is being controlled, and the royalty of Europe is all being controlled by the banksters that the Jews have been in control of. And there's nobody would argue that point. The more important point
yeah,
is...
Yeah, Hitler was railing at him, too. He was railing at him.
Yeah, of course. Where do you think funded Hitler? There were Jewish bankers, and there were also the Rothschilds, particularly. You know this, but that's not the issue. Let me get to the issue. Hey, quiet for a second. Let me get to the issue.
Yeah, that's not the issue. Tell him the issue, Dr. Lynn. Tell him the issue.
Yeah, the issue is the reality that it's what the Messiah said. Beware of those who call themselves Jews who are not. And these people are not real Jews. And you're going to learn that as we come out with more about who it is that they are.
That's right. Yeah. Who they are.
Yes, it is.
And that goes back so far.
Oh, yes, it's hideous. It's absolutely hideous. And folks, you know, Reverend Roxy Hampton has done a tremendous amount of study in regarding how far it actually goes back, the global conspiracy. And so she speaks with quite a voice of authority in these matters, and it's really a blessing to bring and bridge our research
well, you know,
discussions.
You know, even when you trace it back, like if you look at all the three major religions, the one person nobody seems to argue about as being one great one was Abraham. Now, when you go back to Abraham, aren't you going back before the Christians, before the Jews?
That's right.
And now you're dealing with something that was so new and so fresh that it even scared all the people back then. I mean, he had to go off to the slaughter of the kings and meet Melchizedek, who was the king of Salaam, which is the king of peace. Now, who was Melchizedek? You see, as we go into the inside and we begin to expound upon the truths of the history and the ancestral worship of the people who were then practicing the religion, you can see how paganism and Christianity and Judaism, everything gets all mixed up because that's the nature of God, is to mix it all up so that we come down to the one truth. Forget the details. Everybody just love each other and respect God. Could you imagine if that was the only two rules in the whole universe, is that everything you had to do was respect God and love each other?
Well, that's exactly it. And that's the message the Messiah gave us. You know, and that's the message when it all boils down to, you know, the essence, that's it. And that's exactly, now you think about this, folks. This is exactly the spirit of the Creator. You know, Paul in Corinthians talked about, you know, it's like nice that we're doing all this stuff, but, you know, the real litmus test is, are you aware? Do you have a personal connection to the Spirit of God? You could think about God. You could maybe even say that you know God, but unless you know the Spirit of God, then you're really nowhere, according to Apostle Paul. The reality is that to know God, you will also know the joy. It's all about the joy of simply giving for the sake of giving, because when you give, and you learn this in the Love the Real Da Vinci Code, the words giving and receiving are actually the same. They're seemingly opposite, but they're not. They are intimately connected. They one responds by the law of nature in the physical cosmos, the manner in which the physical universe is structured in a double toroid spin makes it certain that what you put out boomerangs back to you. That's a simple law of physics, mathematics, and reality if you look at your own life experience. And so the reality is that, you know, it's a joy that the Creator is constantly blessing us, that and He does it out of joy, and He does it out of love, and He does it out of simply the desire to continue to have a relationship with us. What a magnificent, you know, concept. You know, if you were designing an experiment to be the best, greatest humanitarians and civilization enhancers that you could ever be in the universe, you couldn't design it better than what the Creator did. So, you know, it's such a joy to come to the understanding, and maybe we haven't all integrated it every step of the way yet, but we now at least have a firm picture and understanding what Reverend Roxy Hampton is saying here, that this is not only what the Messiah preached was the essence of our opportunity here in a physical body on this earthly plane. It's the essence of the opportunity to love your Creator as love your brothers and sisters, and respect both as though it was you. And that's how, you know, what a magnificent opportunity this is.
That's true. You know, in Matthew 13, it says another parable he put forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all seeds, but when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs and becometh a tree, so that birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof. The kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of a meal till the whole was leavened. All of this he spoke in parables, and more parables to come, folks, as we begin to liken this universe to the higher power, to the kingdom that is coming, to the hereafter of the now.
Let me break in and share with you one of the things that I put forth, the truth that I put forth in the book DNA, Pirates of the Sacred Spiral, was the concept that the DNA strand reflects what the mustard seed is capable of doing, and for the same reasons. Think about the verse in the Bible that says, if you had as little faith as a mustard seed. Now, what does that mean? What kind of faith? How is it possible that a mustard seed, which is simply a strand of DNA encased in enzymes and protein coat, now how much faith, that is spiritual knowledge and wisdom of the opportunity and realization that we could celebrate love. That's faith, isn't it? That you can celebrate the Creator's love all the time. It's a full measure of faith to you, for you and I to be able to appreciate how what a gift everything is that the Creator's constantly giving us, including the own precipitation of our physical bodies in this quantum field of space-time. And so the reality is that that's what the faith is. Now, how much faith can a mustard seed have?
How much faith can you fit into it? A whole bunch, you know.
You bet. And that's the answer. The answer is infinite. Infinite faith and trust, because the mustard seed doesn't have an ego that's been traumatized, manipulated, abused, coerced, enslaved, and killed at will by global lunatics that are alleging to be human, that are alleging to be in favor of your safety and health and welfare and national security, when in fact it's just the flip. Now we're living in Babylon, and that this is the Babylonian kingdom, and it's been made into hell on earth, and the earth is dying and writhing from it. People are crying, and that ultimately the cries are being completely neglected. Why? Because we're not dealing with people who have empathy. We're not dealing with the quality, the human quality of caring and sharing that there are other people suffering. No. We've got lunatics in charge of the earthly matrix.
But they're the right fools for the job, but the former things are soon to pass away.
That's indeed the truth.
Aren't we going to cage the rage and dry the tears and end all suffering and destroy
Hallelujah.
All
Praise Creator for that. Hallelujah.
You pointed out something I wanted to get to, and I thought we could discuss a little bit about it. You know, when you talked about love the real Da Vinci Code, well, then people are going to hear the Da Vinci Code. And I was looking at where he got off. And we say Hollywood, but I'm going to make it Mr. Brown's problem, you know, because I'm sure when he did his research, he probably got all caught up in Luke 8. And what I really want to do is for those people out there who have insight, you can get your Bibles out if you have them, or try and type it in. I want you to go to Luke 8. You know, you can get it. There's lots of sites. And what I want you to do is look at verse 1, 2, and 3. See, I think that's where Mr. Brown got off on his Bible code when he was dealing with it. Because if you go beyond that and you begin to deal with verse 4, and when much people were gathered together and were come to him out of every city, he spoke in parables again. And he continued to talk about the sowing of the seeds and how some of them fell away, and then some fell on the rocks, and soon some sprung up, but it also withered because it lacked moisture, and he goes all into it. This is us folks that he's talking about. And then at the end, when he winds it all up, he says, and unto you is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to others in parables, that seeing that they might not see, and hearing that they may not understand. So he knows, and he's telling you, I'm trying to reach you all, whether it be by the mouth or by just actions and experiences, know that the power of God walks among you and dwells within you. Isn't that a wonderful thing?
Hallelujah. Praise Creator for that. That's
and
a
the seed
beautiful
was the
wisdom.
Word of God.
Absolutely. Awesome. And it's the Word of God through the water. You see that little seed withered and died, didn't grow because it lacked that sacred creative fluid, the juice for creativity. And so here it is. And again, you know, this is, again, the mission, folks. And this is, you folks know me if you've been listening to the Insight Hour and supporting Dr. Len Horowitz for years. You know I'm a Messianic Jew. But I can tell you, having met and traveled the world, met people all over from various cultures, from Hawaiian kahunas to Asian gurus, the reality is that we're embracing the same understanding of the big picture, and that is leading to what the Messiah and the fundamental love your creator and love your neighbor is the same everywhere all over the world. So this is a world transformation that's taking place. But the concept that this is all part of what you're talking about, Reverend Roxy, it's certainly very clear in that, and your words of wisdom ring so true and so beautifully in my heart, and I'm sure our listeners appreciate it as well.
Well, you know, man was originally created pure. If we start there, that's what we're getting back to. And that's why it's so important that you as a prophet, when you arise, it has to be that we have to hear from the prophets because there's some kind of corruption or iniquity going on.
Yeah, you know, I want to talk
to combat it.
Talk about this whole concept that you're advancing with the turtle party.
Oh.
Again, the concept that, like, the waters of the world, what made me think of the Asians was Dr. Emoto. And then, of course, there's the Rinpoche, the Buddhist monk traveling around the world praying for the creative juice of the world, the water, because... You know, there was a wonderful book a few years ago written, I can't remember, The Lives of the Cell it was called. That's what it was, by Lewis Thomas, I believe.
Uh-huh.
Beautiful book that looked at the earth as a cell, as a single cell, and compared our cells to the earth in general. And you're starting this turtle party, and you're moving forward with colleagues to make a huge political difference in the transformation. See, because, folks, we're going to have to get together. We're going to have some form of governance. It makes sense for us to communicate in the decisions of for our children's sake and our children's children. So we've got to organize. And Reverend Roxy Hampton and colleagues have been working on a whole political platform called the Turtle Party. Roxy, you wanted to take a few minutes and share some more about that because it's brilliant.
I would love to. You know, folks, the Turtle Party, which I first... ran across in at a unity gathering in 1995, and it was prior to that I had found out about this whole idea of starting a third party that would be dedicated to the earth, to Mother Earth. In other words, we are not trying to do anything other than try to reach people to say, hey, you're of the earth, and the earth is hurting, man, and we got to stop. We have to stop the insane playing. So we're going to start a new party that's going to talk about the Bill of Rights of Earth. You know, we've got the Bill of Rights for a lot of different things, for America, for our political rights. But no one's really talked about Earth. And in order for us to survive, we've got to really start thinking about the air that we breathe and the water that we need and the food source. And there's so many people that are tampering with our food source. And you know good food goes bad, folks, and bad food stays good, and shelf life is no life. And we've got to get to that point. And so these are the things that the Turtle Party raises as issues. But basically everything that is done to demonstrate that we love Earth, that we understand that we are here. We have a creed. We have our understanding, which comes from Dangerous George Williams, which is, and for those of you out there who are listening, let's do the understanding for them, Dr. Len.
Why don't you do that? Oh, listen to this, folks. This is awesome. You're going to have to memorize this.
Yeah,
write it down if you get a pencil or just.
might even have heard this already once or twice.
You know, and it wasn't, you know, I heard that it was Mother Teresa who initially came out with this. Is that what your knowledge is?
Well, you know, now I can't say the Jangers didn't get it, might have gotten it, but I just know it was always the understanding of Jangers George Williams, and he's not in the habit of plagiarizing.
All right.
And because he'd been going since 1968, you know, he did mention Mother Teresa in his travels. You know, he has been from San Francisco to Timbuktu, and that's a very specific place.
Timbuktu. So, yeah, so, folks, I hope you've gotten your pens or pencils, and if not, just go to bbsradio.com archives. It's only $2 a month. Don Newsom and family and friends and all of the hosts that donate their time to be on BBS Radio for the purpose of loving you and sharing with you. There's some very important knowledge is available for only $2 a month. You can be have the archives of BBS Radio available. You can re-listen to all these shows and many, many more. While you're getting your pens out, also I want to give you a toll-free number to call. Is a 888 number for Love the Real Da Vinci Code. And by the way, folks, I didn't even tell you. I should have told you. Next week, we're also going to have three magnificent new albums. Really awesome, incredible
recorded
guitar
live.
Albums. Recorded live by Scott Huckabee. Here, we just finished that a couple weeks ago. Now, at the Health Freedom Expo, the first weekend in March, coming up, starting Friday night through Sunday in the Long Beach area at the Convention Center in Long Beach, California. We're going to be there. We'll have three brand new albums of the recordings of the creator's music. And that's why we feel so confident that all of these most wonderful uplifts, spirit-filled uplifts towards love and fellowship are coming about because now we have the creator's music. You know, I'll have to share this with you. Let me take one more minute. Let me share this
you
with you.
You take two if you need it.
All right. The movie that you want to get and watch, just for the fun of it, is called Yellow Submarine by the Beatles. It was the cartoon by the Beatles. And it talks about these blue meanies. At one point, they even added the little, you know, that whatever it is saying, you know, you don't look bluish, you don't look Jewish, to the guys that were really manipulating. And how the global industrialists in that movie, in Yellow Submarine, were manipulating was by shutting off people's music. They came down and they put Sergeant Pepper and his Lonely Hearts Club Band into a confined glass chamber where nobody could hear them play anymore. And then they went around and they stole everybody's musical instruments and they put those in a locked up chamber. And then everybody turned from beautiful living color into cold black and white stone, very brittle, and everybody just fell apart if they just shook a little bit. And so the concept that they stole our music and that the whole you know, the myth that was played out, the storyline in Yellow Submarine is that the Beatles, in their character forms, cartoon forms, had to find the instruments, had to return the instruments and dress up as Sergeant Pepper and play the music that would bring life to everything and everyone all over the world again. So that's exactly what we now have. That's exactly why we're celebrating. We're going to be showing up starting next weekend with three and probably we'll have six brand new musical albums that the music alone will resonate and open your heart. It'll balance your chakras. It'll bring forth the healing flow that's meant to be there because it's being now an acknowledgement that we're Holy Spirit-filled temples and the Holy Spirit is constantly flowing and all we need to do to receive more and more of it is simply vibrate in tune with it. So we all need to tune up, and now we have the music for tuning us up. So it's just a thrilling time, and it's a great opportunity. So the toll-free number to call to get these three albums, one is called Luminosity. That is the quality, the state of being in the light, in lightened, as well as vibrating in that loving, blessed beam that flows from our great kingdom of heaven and our soul source, our great creator. So that is the Luminosity is the first album. The second album is called The Light Wins. The Light Wins, that's W-I-N-S. If you want to write it down, it'll be online probably this week in Healthy World Distributing. We'll start to have it online. And then The Light Wins, of course, as I mentioned earlier about you take a small match into a little black room and the darkness flees because the light wins. And the final magnificent album is called Walk on Water that we have right now. And there's going to be two more coming out very soon by Scott Huckabee, who is an inspired genius of an artist that didn't get it through schooling, didn't get it from musical education, didn't get it from even playing an instrument. He got it directly from the creator as a divine blessing for humanity. So our paths crossed, and Scott is now taking the perfect circle of sound, the core creative frequencies of the universe that we are advancing to its greatest extent in more than 3,000 years, I can tell you that. And basically it's the decryption of the Vitruvian wool man of Da Vinci, and it also is the mathematical matrix. The perfect circle of sound in this music is the mathematical matrix that creates the entire universe. So it makes sense that the Roman Catholic Church, when they wanted to manipulate, coerce, enslave, and kill humanity at will, they shut us off of the music. They dumbed us down in that way. And we lost our communion resonant frequency. There's a frequency, just like, again, this radio signal is being picked up by those of you who have the channel clear set for this reception. And you go on to a different channel and you won't get this. Just like that, if you start to tune into this music, it resonates your chakras in tuning with and in harmony with, entrained to the spirit of the Creator, because that's what's uplifting everything. That's the mathematics of divinity that's being expressed. And so all the frequency vibrations ultimately in nature is a part of the perfect circle of sound. So we're really not just talking about communing with Mother Earth and the turtle party. We're talking about opening our hearts fully and communing not only with each other as brothers and sisters, but as part of the divine family. And so directly with our boss, the big boss with the big hot sauce in the kingdom of heaven. So that's 888. Let me give you that number. You can call to get the albums that I mentioned. The new book will be out next week also. Love, the Real Da Vinci Code will be out next week. And as I mentioned, the brand new documentary will be out next week. It's a glorious, what are we looking at, the middle of March now? Or no, the middle of February, or towards the end of February now.
Oh, yeah, we're coming out of February here.
Yeah.
Another week of it.
Another week. But at any rate, this is the time. March 1st is when it's all going to be available.
March 1st and March 4th.
March 4th.
March 1st. We will be first.
Yeah.
Yes.
So the toll-free number to call is 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787, and you can start to call on that probably next week. You know, wait till March 4th.
That's when we all march 4th, Dr. Yeah. Land. Yes, yes, yes.
All right, Reverend Roxy, take it away.
Oh, you know, it's a spin. It's a good thing. I'm hoping that everybody's liking this little tag team thing we got going on here, Dr. Len. I'm enjoying myself, that's for sure. Because I know I ask God to remove all doubt from everybody's minds as to the greatness that is theirs right now. That God is great, God is good, and God is alive in our neighborhood with peace, love, and joy.
Oh yeah, you were gonna give the J. Drew George and Mother Teresa.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
We're
gonna have to check that out, because I think
J.
Drew George and Mother Teresa got together a long time ago.
Right. So
and they come up with this. It was kind of a takeoff, I think, on the Marines. Little duty thing that they had, but this one goes.
Listen to this now. Write this down, folks. You got to memorize this. Go ahead, Ron.
We'll do it every week until the election.
All right.
We, the unwilling, who have been led by the unqualified, have been doing the unbelievable for so long,
with so little.
We now attempt
to do the impossible
with nothing.
With nothing.
With nothing.
And we're going to do it, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, when God sent Moses, he sent him with signs and commands, and he said, bring those people out of the depths of darkness and into the light, and remind them of the days of God. That is exactly what this is all about, folks. We are trying to remind you of God's glory. And once you stand in that glory, once you have worked on yourself, polished yourself, feel worthy of yourself to stand there, you will find as you look around more people that, what do you call it, the Fibonacci? What is it, the way you multiply everything in one time?
Oh, the Fibonacci series.
Yeah, boy, everybody pay attention to that particular chapter. You got to understand that because that's how God's blessings work.
That's right, multiplied.
They multiply exponentially.
Yes, that's
so
right.
So the more deeds you do, the more good deeds you do, the more rewards that you're in store. And some people say, well, you know, I don't know. It's a little hard out here. If God could sure do it right now. God will do it. You're in the plan. You possess the breath of life. God is going to bestow it upon you. Just everybody remember, faith is accumulative. So seek out those who are true believers in God. God's too big to put in any one religion. But if you find a person of God, you gravitate towards that individual, and you will know them by their what?
Fruit of the labor.
That's right, by their deeds, and our deeds travel with us from afar. And what we have been makes us what we are. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my goodness, I am so glad to have found my mission in life. And that mission is to raise Cain, Dr. That's why I love working with you, because
that's
we put
funny.
The two and the two together, and we come up with 8,000.
That's right. So, folks, let me just share what my upcoming schedule is going to be like.
Yeah, go ahead. Let them know where you're going to be.
Yeah, we'll be at the Total Health Expo in Toronto. I think that's the third weekend in April. And you can go to the choc.org website. You can do a Google search on the Canadian Consumer Health of Canada. That's CHOC, Consumer Health of Canada. On the internet, just go to a Google search and type in Total Health 2007 in Toronto, and you'll get all the information when, where, and who's going to be speaking. Lots of great speakers coming up. There's going to be, as I mentioned, this weekend, isn't it, Reverend Roxy? Is the 1st of March?
No, you got to get through this week.
Oh, that's
right.
Next week. Yeah, folks, you can see how much work that I've been doing. My face has been in front of monitors and computer screens and in front of microphones for the last, I think, 2 months. Just coming out of my hole. But so in 2 weekends, the first weekend in March, I'm going to be at the Long Beach Convention Center at the Health Expo. And that's a very important health expo to attend if you're concerned about maintaining our rights to the botanicals and the herbs and the homeopathics. The whole industry is still under siege, and you and I need to do whatever we can do, just like we're doing here in Hawaii on the tuberculosis skin test scam, that we're trying to hold the line against this intrusion into your children's and your own bloodstreams by those who tell us that they're out for good in public health, but they're actually totally engaged in the conduct of genocide. So that's defined as the mass killing or enslaving of humanity, including enslaving to drugs and substances and false gods like medical deities. That's an enslavement, and that is also directed by the petrochemical pharmaceutical cartel, the devil doers, global multinational corporations that conduct genocide under the guise of medicine, modern medicine, and public health, are making a lot of money. That fulfills the definition of genocide, the mass killing or enslaving of people for profit, politics, or ideology. And so now you've got the alternative. You've got the health freedom movement, the people that are standing up for your rights. So please do whatever you can to get out there and support the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be in the Long Beach Convention Center the weekend of March, I think it's 2nd through the 4th, or the 1st through the 3rd. I have to look at the calendar. It's also on the website. This information is on the healthyworlddistributing.com. Healthy World. We're all interested in distributing a healthy world. Well, we created healthyworlddistributing.com, and that's where you can get more information about my upcoming schedule. Also coming up is a very exciting meeting in Santa Fe, New Mexico. It's called the Science and Consciousness Meeting, and please do check that out on the website. I will be in there. I believe that that is coming up in April as well. And then the Conspiracy Con, for those of you in the San Francisco area, I will be, I believe it's the third weekend in May, at Conspiracy Con. You can go to conspiracycon.com, that's C-O-N.com, and there'll be many, many excellent speakers at that gathering as well. I want to thank a couple co-sponsors, and I want to tell you a little bit about one particular book and educational website. It's called Healing Celebrations, brought to you by Tetrahedron Publishing Group, one of our co-sponsors for the Inside Hour. And the other co-sponsor is the tetrahedron.org. That is our website for the publishing company that's been operating on humanity's behalf since 1978 as a nonprofit educational publishing company. And that, you know, by the grace of the Creator and by your blessings, as well as those of you who have purchased books and tapes and DVDs and CDs from Healthy World Distributing or Tetrahedron over the years, we greatly appreciate. That's what keeps our ministries going. And so there's a toll-free number to call. It's 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787. And then the website where you can get a whole understanding of the five steps. There's five critical steps that you and I need to take to secure our physical well-being in these very dangerous times. And again, there's two ways to look at it. You know, one way is to recognize that the Holy Spirit, nothing is as powerful as the Creator's will. And if we align ourselves to that, that's all the medicine we need. Nothing's missing, nothing's broken in our bodies if we reflect the kingdom of heaven therein. And so there is the truth. The other fact is that you should be treating yourself better than you have. The fact that we're living on this polluted planet is serious concern enough to begin to take the initiatives to clean your Holy Spirit-filled temple and honor it in that way. Put good things into it, and especially great water. And so the information on the best waters, the information on the best foods and the detoxification programs and changing your body's chemistry, making it more alkaline. That's step two. And step three is boosting or normalizing natural immunity, because your immunity literally surveys the difference between you and not you. You and not you. And if you don't know who you are as a holy child of the Creator, how can you expect your immune system to know the difference either? So it can if you can't. It's a reflection of your consciousness and the love that you're allowing through your heart from the heavenly domain. So that is what uplifts and secures our sustenance and longevity. And so if we recognize that, step three is very important. Step four is vitally important for everyone who is sick and ailing. If you know people who are sick with cancers or colds or flus or neurological problems or inflammatory diseases, everything from the chronic fatigue, immune dysfunction, and fibromyalgia issues to the crippling rheumatoid arthritis. All of those types of illnesses will respond very beautifully to the Creator's element number eight, oxygen. Oxygenation therapies are fabulous. You should try to get more oxygen into your body every way possible, including doing some great aerobic exercising and deep breathing exercises. Wouldn't hurt you to basically have also the yoga practices and other things that move your breath. So I want to thank Don Newsom, BBS Radio. I want to thank you for listening. We've come to the end of the Inside Hour. Go to healingcelebrations.com, and you'll get the five steps, bioenergetics included, and the bioenergetics is step number five for the healingcelebrations.com website. Again, I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. You've been listening to the Inside Hour. We'll join you next week. It's 12 o'clock midnight East Coast, 9 o'clock West Coast, and in beautiful Hawaii, it's at 7 in the evening, every Tuesday night. Look forward to it next week. Bye for now.